Hello and welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be less jazzy tunes by Bix and Tram recorded by other bands. I will emphasize the recordings that Bix and Tram made in 1928. Well, let's start with the music. First tune I want to play is Sentimental Baby. This version is by the Arcadians Dance Orchestra. Recorded in Kingsway Hall, London, January 9, 1929. And we have Sylvester Ahola and another trumpet. Arthur Lely is on clarinet, alto sax, baritone sax. Possibly Jack Miranda on alto sax. Johnny Helter, clarinet, tenor sax. Charles Saxby is on piano. Joe Branelli on banjo or guitar, Billy Bell brass bass, and the vocal is by Maurice Elwin. There are two very excellent solos here, one by Sylvester Ahola and one by Arthur Lely. The other recording of Sentimental Baby that I want to play is by Charlie Strait and his orchestra, January 16, 1928. We have Gene Caffarelli and Vincent Neff on trumpet. There is an unknown trombone, two clarinets, soprano sax, alto sax, clarinet, tenor sax, two or three violins, a tuba, and drums. The vocal is by Frank Silvano, who also plays either banjo or guitar. So let's listen then to two recordings of a Bix and Tram tune, Sentimental Baby. First, the Arcadians Dance Orchestra, 1929, then Charlie Strait, 1928.
Thank you. sentimental baby. Please tell me, dear, what makes you always feel so blue? What makes you act the way you do? Sentimental baby, cuddle up near. There's something I want you to hear. You'll see the sun come shining through. Sentimental baby, for you.
Another tune that Bix and Tramp recorded in 1928 while they were members of the Paul Whiteman Orchestra is Take Your Tomorrow, with a very interesting vocal by Frank Trombauer there. Well, the versions that I want to play are first one by Emmett Miller and his Georgia Crackers, recorded on September 14th, 1928. We have Emmett Miller on vocal, and he's accompanied by Manny Klein on trumpet, Miff Ball trombone, Jimmy Dorsey clarinet, alto sax, Arthur Schott piano, Eddie Lang on guitar, and Stan King on drums. I will follow that with a version by Edwin J. McAnally. We have Bill Tassilli, Bob Jones, and Stan Wright on trumpet, Carl Bates, Ray Lester trombone, Thurlow Darrow, tuba, Al Stroman, clarinet and the saxophone, Ted Andrews, Ed Koons, also on saxophone. Ed Koons is the arranger. Frankie Carley on piano, also arranger. Dan Egan, banjo and violin. Matthew Bocco, drums. The vocal here is by Jim Miller and Charlie Farrell. That was recorded on October 8, 1928 in New York. Take Your Tomorrow is a composition by J.C. Johnson and Andy Razaf. According to Wikipedia, Emmett Miller, born February 2, 1900, died March 29, 1962, was an American minstrel show performer and recording artist known for his falsetto yodel-like voice. Little remembered today, Miller was a major influence on many country music singers, including Hank Williams, Jimmy Rogers, Bob Wills, Milton Brown, Tommy Duncan, and Merle Haggard. His music bridges a gap between old-time Southern music, minstrels, jazz, and Western swing. So let's listen then to Take Your Tomorrow and Give Me Today. First, Emmett Miller, then Edwin McAnally, 1928.
Doggone it, you is killing me. Why should I wait for happiness? I've grown impatient more or less. I cannot wait somehow. Show me that bluebird now. Take your tomorrow and give me today. For your tomorrow is too far away. At every dawning I've waited in vain. I find each morning rain's only rain. How can I borrow tomorrow today? With clouds around me, all heavy and gray, oh Lord, what tomorrow may bring don't mean a thing. That's why I say take your tomorrow and give me today. Take your tomorrow and give me today. For your tomorrow is too far away. At every dawning I've waited in vain. I find each morning rain's only rain. How can I borrow tomorrow today? With clouds around me, all heavy and gray, oh Lord, what tomorrow may bring don't mean a thing. That's why I say take your tomorrow and give me today. Oh Lord. Thank you.
Next, I will play two recordings of the Japanese Sandman, one of my favorite songs. It was composed in 1920 by Richard A. Whiting, music, and Raymond B. Egan, lyrics. The first version that I want to play is by Willard Robinson and his orchestra. It's from April 6, 1928. Probably Walter Holzhaus on trumpet, plus another trumpet, an unknown trombone, two clarinet alto sax, Bob McCracken on clarinet, alto sax, tenor sax, Willard Robinson, piano and director, Charles Barnes is on banjo or guitar, Nick Fisher, tuba, probably Doc Ross on drums. And the vocal is by the great Annette Henshaw. I will follow that by a recording from February 27, 1928, Red Nichols and his Five Pennies, actually a lot more than Five Pennies, Red Nichols and Leo McConvall on trumpet, Biff Mould trombone, Fudd Livingston and Pee Wee Russell on the reeds, Lenny Hayton on piano, Carl Kress guitar, Vic Burton drums, and Dudley Fosdick on mellophone. The arrangement is taken at a slow, medium pace, perhaps an attempt to recreate the huge success of previously recorded by Red Nichols and his Five Pennies, Ida. So here is Japanese Sandman, first Willard Robinson, then Red Nichols, 1928.
That is through, and he'll give you tomorrow just to start life anew. Then you'll be a bit older in the dawn when you wake, and you'll be a bit bolder with a new day you make. Here's a Japanese Sandman, trade him silver for gold. Just an old second-hand man, trading new days for old. Just an old second-hand man, trading new days for old. Thank you.
The next tune I want to play is High Up on a Hilltop. It is a composition by Abel Baer and George Whiting. The first version I want to play is by the California Ramblers, September 19, 1928. We have Fred Van Epps and Mo Seltzer on trumpet, Reg Harrington on trombone, Pete Pumiglio, Harold Marcus, and Sam Ruby on reeds, Joe LaFaro violin, Chauncey Gray piano, Tommy Fellini guitar, Jimmy Mullen on tuba, Chick Condon on drums, and the vocal is by Ed Kirkby, who is also the director. Next, I want to play the version by Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians. This is from November 27, 1928. Guy Lombardo is the director, Lambert Lombardo on trumpet, Jim Dillon on trombone, Larry Owen on clarinet alto sax, Carmen Lombardo clarinet alto sax also, Fred Higman tenor sax, Fred Kretzer on piano, Francis Henry banjo, George Gowans on drums, Bernard Davis on brass bass. There is also Milton Charles on organ. And listen carefully for the fantastic trumpet obbligato by Laban Lombardo. So here is High Up on a Hilltop. First the California Ramblers, then Guy Lombardo, 1928.
Thank you.
Next, I want to play another tune that Bix and Tram recorded in 1928 while they were members of the Paul Whiteman Orchestra. There are two versions that I want to play. First, the Coon Sanders Nighthawks. Oh, by the way, this is a composition by Al Dubin and J. Russell Robinson. Coon Sanders Nighthawks recorded this tune on December 12, 1928. We have Coon Sanders on piano, Carlton Coon on drums, Bob Pope and Joe Rickelson on trumpet, Rex Downing on trombone, Harold Thiel and John Thiel on clarinet alto sax, Floyd Estep on clarinet tenor sax, Ross Stout banjo, Elmer Krebs brass bass. Next, I want to play the version by the California Ramblers. That's July 27, 1928. Fred Van Epps Jr. is on trumpet. Ted Ralph trombone, Pete Pumiglio clarinet alto sax, Sam Ruby tenor sax, Jimmy Mullin tuba, Chauncey Gray piano, Tommy Fellini guitar, Chick Condon drums. The vocal is by Arthur Fields. And I guess I mentioned this was recorded July 23rd, 1928. So let's listen then to two recordings of Bless You Sister. First, the Coon Sanders Nighthawks, and then the California Ramblers, 1928.
Glory be, cause it's camp meeting time. Come along, all you sinners, come get religion. Hurry before it's too late. Glory be, hallelujah. Sing with me, hallelujah. When a brother meets a sister on that old camp meeting ground, you can hear that brother tell that sister when no one's around. Bless you, sister, bless you, little sister, bless you, cause you showed me the way. I was weary, life was dark and dreary, till I met you on revival day. I was a sinner, but ain't gonna sin no more. I found that the right way is the way to your front door. Hear me crying, I need purifying. Bless your sister, won't you lead me home, home. Lead me by the hand, oh, just beyond that river where to see the promised land. That land of milk and honey beneath those swaying palms, and I'll find sweet salvation right in your loving arms. Oh, glory be, hallelujah. Sing with me, hallelujah.
Thank you. bless you, cause you showed me the way. Ooh, I was weary, and life was dark and dreary, till I met you on revival day. I was a sinner, but ain't gonna sin no more. No, I found the right way, is the way to your front door. Just hear me crying, oh, I need purifying. Bless you, sister, won't you lead me home?
To wind up today's program with a tune that Bix and Tram recorded in 1928, but the two versions that I'm going to play are from 1927. Our Bungalow of Dreams was composed by Tommy Malley, Charlie Newman, and Joe Burgess. The first version I want to play is by Frankie Masters and his orchestra. It was recorded on November 23rd, 1927. I don't have much information. Leroy Shields apparently was the director. S.J. Stocco is on trumpet. And I mentioned a little bit about Stocco in the Bix Forum. There is another trumpet, two trombones, two alto sax, Frank Wagner on tenor sax, two violins, piano, banjo, brass, bass, and drums. The vocal is by Frankie Masters. The second version I want to play is by Harry Reeser's Rounders, and it is from December 9, 1927. Harry Reeser is on banjo, and he's the director. Tom Gott on trumpet. Sam Lewis, trombone. Larry Abbott, clarinet alto sax. There is another clarinet alto sax. Bill Wurges is on piano. Joe Dardo, brass bass, and the vocal is by Tom Stax. So let's listen then to our Bungalow of Dreams. First Frankie Masters, and then Harry Reeser, 1927.
Thank you. little love nest beside a stream, where red, red roses grow our bungalow of dreams. Far from the city, somehow it seems, we're sitting pretty in our bungalow of dreams. Just like two lovebirds, we'll fill and prove. I'll whisper love words for only you. A bit of heaven beside a stream. I know you love it so, our bungalow of
thank you.
I hope you have enjoyed this program of tunes that Bix and Tram recorded, but using recordings by other bands. In my opinion, it is always interesting to see how other bands recorded the tunes that Bix and Tram had in their repertoire of recordings. Well, let's get back to Bix now. We have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.